What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to be doing black and white thinking, which is not a topic we've ever done before.
Right. I feel like we've talked about it kind of within sprinkles throughout, you know, Self-Helpless, but never dedicated a full episode to it. So I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, it's a theme with a handful of other topics we've done, but I think it'll be cool to talk about that specifically, because I think whether you struggle with it in an extreme way or not, it's something that we've all struggled with at one point or another, and I'm hoping that it will be helpful to you listeners to talk about some of the ways you can help get out of that thinking pattern and all that. So this is coming out on January 24th, and that means my tour just started a few days ago, or I'm sorry, I guess the second leg of my tour. But I want to tell you guys just in a quick list, I'm just going to say all the cities that are coming up, and you can go to kelseycook.com and get some tickets. But this weekend I will be in Uncasville, Connecticut, and then Fort Wayne, Indiana, Hartford, Connecticut, Syracuse, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York City, Niagara Falls, Vegas, Providence, San Diego, Tampa, Bakersfield, Boston, Oklahoma City, Austin, Indianapolis, Spokane, Raleigh, Fort Collins, Washington, D.C., and Grand Rapids.
Holy shit, balls. So, the whole planet. I'm touring the planet. If you want to get a ticket, check me out at Planet Earth, everybody. That's awesome.
Thank you. I hope it's not obnoxious to you listeners to hear all those cities at one time, but I know that sometimes as a listener of a podcast, you pop in and out. You might not catch it every time, and I want you guys to hear if it's a city that you either live in or live near, because meeting helpsters on the road is my absolute favorite thing. So if I'm coming there, go to kelseycook.com. Delaney, what?
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I was
going
to say, especially get tickets, because you know when comedians tour, you might only be in their area. They might only be in your area like once a year, once every other year. So it's like really jump on it. Go meet Kelsey. What's happening? That? Well, let's see. The season 4 of Eficionado, the podcast, is probably just starting by the time this comes out, or we are in the process of the voting and everything. So, the Eficionado community submits the topics, you vote on the topics, and you also are going to be submitting all the questions that are getting answered on every episode this season, which I'm really excited about.
That just ensures me that we're answering the questions that make sense for your business, for where you are right now at this moment. And there's a range mm-hmm. of new and seasoned entrepreneurs tuning in. So feel free to check out Efficient Out of the Podcast, the Minimalist Business Podcast. That's what's happening. There's always a bunch of complimentary resources for entrepreneurs at DelaneyFisher.com. Right now, I have a package on there about how to grow your platform, business simplicity tips, how to fix some mistakes that are very common to happen in the beginning, all that good stuff. And I also have like a resume template on there and some other shit. So go check it out.
Nice.
I change about Amazing. Every once in a while. But yeah, that's what's happening. Come on over if you are a contractor, business owner, entrepreneur. Would love to have you. That's
For
it.
Sure.
Yes.
And that's it. We're like, that's the fucking episode.
Got it. See you later.
Go
Just shameless plugs. Bye.
Yeah. So we have a quotable to start the episode. This is submitted by our helpster, Kristen. It's not known who this is attributed to, but the quote is, "If someone has character, nothing else matters. If someone doesn't have character, nothing else matters."
Ooh.
Which is a very black and white way to look at somebody. Yeah.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I need some cliff notes for this quote. I feel like I need some expansion. I need to know what happened to this person.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more nuance to people than this, but I mean, this is a great quote for this episode. Thank you, Kristen, for submitting. If you would like to have a quote of yours read on the show, whether it's a personal quote of yours or one of your favorite quotes from somebody else, you can join our Patreon community at patreon.com/selfhelpless, and you can vote on the topics we talk about on the show. You can submit quotables, so many fun things, and also have access to, God, how many bonus episodes is it?
65,
is it like
over 60? I think.
65. Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you want 65 more hours of, oh God. Of helpless and it's like, you know, some deep shit on there, go check it out.
Yeah.
It's up there.
I like this quote when it comes to who you surround yourself with. I think that's where I can plug this quote into my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter like mm-hmm. what my friends have is like a career or this or that. It's like their character is what makes sense, you know, to have in my life.
Right. Right, for sure.
All right. Should we dig in? Black and white thinking.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
Black and white thinking, just to kind of a little overview, if you've never heard of it. Black and white thinking is a thought pattern that makes people think in absolutes. This is from WebMD. Shameless plug for WebMD. Psychologists consider this thought pattern to be a cognitive distortion because it keeps you from seeing life the way it really is. Complex, uncertain, and constantly changing.
Yes.
So the causes of this, while it's normal to experience black and white thinking sometimes in life, it could be a sign of something more serious if it becomes persistent. So it is linked to, you know, some disorders and things like that. For example, narcissistic personality disorder, which we've talked about on the podcast a couple times now. One can easily dismiss doctors and therapists. So that's where it can come in. Anxiety and depression. When people have anxiety and depression, it's common for them to think in absolutes. More extreme emotions can cause black and white thinking to become worse. Borderline personality disorder, one can often have symptoms of poor impulse control and frequently display black and white thinking. Obsessive compulsive disorder, those with OCD tend to think in absolutes because it gives them a sense of control and comfort. So, you know, I feel like it's a spectrum. I know, because I feel like
totally.
I can have black and white thinking, but I am able to kind of catch myself and then talk myself out of it, where sometimes if you do have an underlying disorder, it can be incredibly hard to do that, or, you know, kind of impossible.
Yeah. I know for me, when I've experienced probably the most black and white thinking, or like the most frequent times of it in my life, was when I was on birth control. And I felt like my anxiety was really, really heightened. My emotions were heightened. And I think that's pretty common, that if you are in a heightened emotional state, it's easy to let your brain start to catastrophize and go to worst case scenarios, rather than kind of pulling back and being like, okay, but what's realistic here? I use the Netflix email example all the time, but I feel like it's a good one. It's a good one in terms of showing. And if you're a new listener, I had sent an email. I had submitted a tape to Netflix years ago, and in the subject, I wrote Netflix instead of Netflix, and I absolutely spiraled. I thought that I would never, like, that Netflix would never take me seriously, because in my mind, I was like, well, they're going to look at me and think that I don't even care enough with an important submission email to take the time to see if I have had any typos in this subject line. Yeah. And I blew it way out of proportion in my mind. And I feel like that was a moment of black and white thinking where it's like, oh, this entire company is going to shut the door on me because I had a typo. Yeah. And it's so... Let me tell you, if you are on hormonal birth control and you are feeling that you don't want to be on it, it's such a personal thing, but I will just continue to tell you that my experience was that getting off of it made me feel so much better and so much less anxious and made me really kind of feel like I had a baseline of who I actually was since I had been on birth control since I was 17. Anyway, that's my... probably biggest experience with black and white thinking was back when my anxiety was much worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of when it comes up for me right now. I feel like it definitely comes up where I'm like, when I think about, you know, my relationship with Cam, you know, in my marriage, I'm like, yeah, never pick up your shit. You know, like those words,
you never pick
your shit up. And then I have to think about, wait, that's not true. I saw him pick up his shoes yesterday. And I have to remind myself like, no, that's not true. Like he did this. But in the moment, if I am stressed out about something and I see, you know, what a chore not being done or something, my head can go there. Like, why is it always chaotic in this kitchen?
Yes.
But that's just how I'm kind of feeling in that moment. I'm already stressed out and it's kind of piling on, but I have caught myself because I realize that I'm stressed out. And so if I'm about to like go into Cam and be like, you know, pick your shit up, I say, okay, wait, let's scale it back here for a second. You're stressed out about something and this is amplifying it. And what's the reality of the situation? The reality is that the kitchen is not even that dirty. You just only have 20 minutes to eat your snack or something. And then I kind of have a plan of like, okay, I will put this thing away. And then I'll go ask him, hey, would you mind after work? Do you mind taking the trash out? But I have to catch myself because my first kind of thought is like, God damn it. But I feel like it can happen in relationships like that when you find each other's, you know, the habits that each of you have that kind of gets, you know, bugs the shit out of you. You tend to, if they are a pattern, they come up, you tend to really feel like it's all a mess or, you know, it's always happening. And you have to remind yourself of the times it doesn't happen or the other great things that they do that you don't do. Like I think about Cam and I'm like, oh, I don't take the trash out at all. Cam does that. That's his thing. Or he goes grocery shopping more than I do. Like I have to wind myself down.
Yeah. That's such a great example though. I do think that it's easy in romantic relationships for that to pop up more often than not, because especially if you are living with a significant other, it's just way more opportunities for those sort of feelings to come up of the always or they never. And I believe Whitney Cummings talked about it on her episode with us, the halt, the hungry, angry, lonely, tired, like before you have a blow up with somebody, before you have a really important conversation, if you're feeling those heightened emotions come up that are maybe putting you into that black and white thinking space, you have to stop and go, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? And if so, to take a beat and fix whatever one of those four, or maybe all four of them are happening before you have a serious conversation. And so it sounds like you have been halting.
I always know that I'm hungry. Okay, what's going on? Oh, I'm hungry. I'm usually not angry, lonely, tired, but I usually am hungry. And so for me, taking a little snack break or whatever, that tends to work out pretty well.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That really stuck with me. And I know that's, I believe that's AA.
Yes. I think it's an AA 12-step
practice.
I think it's a 12-step practice. Program. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you have any other kind of everyday examples, Kels, of when this might come up, whether personally, professionally? I think I have a couple other ones that feel relevant right now.
I know that I've been doing a lot of catastrophizing about this upcoming tour, that because the travel schedule is so crazy, I am very afraid that I'm going to get really sick or, you know, that something bad is going to happen. And I think that can lead toward black and white thinking, where I need to let myself just go one day at a time, take this tour a day at a time, a week at a time. And, you know, if I catch a cold, if I feel run down and get sick, then I will deal with that at the time. But it's not helpful for me right now to be like, what if I get sick? It's just like, right. I just have to do the best I can and go from there.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think,
how about you?
Yeah, I think the black and white thinking can kind of come up for me when I'm talking about like a work project. If I'm working on something, like right now I'm working on a project, and for me, I can really easily get into that pattern where I'm like, if I don't have 6 clean hours where I can work on this in one sitting, I am not going to do shit. You know, it's that either like all or nothing, that black and white thinking, it feels like the kind of all or nothing mindset as well. And I'm like, listen, when are you going to have 6 clean hours where you feel like sitting down and working on this for 6 hours? You're not going to. So why don't you just work on it for 5 minutes a day and forget this whole, it's either perfect or you're not doing anything with it. And so I know that I can kind of tend to fall on that. And again, I have to catch myself. And sometimes I do, and I'm able to talk myself out of it. And sometimes I don't, and I just don't work on that thing that week because I'm stuck in that mindset. That tends to come up a little bit where I feel like if I don't have the perfect amount of time, or the perfect setting to do the thing I want to do, I have a hard time doing it in an imperfect setting. I don't know. Do you have anything like that, Kels?
Well, also I was going to bring up, this is a very common thing in the artist's way where a lot of people are afraid to start following their passion because they tell themselves that they are too old or it's too late or they're too far behind. And that's a very common example of black and white thinking is just being like, well, because this is not the way I think it should be, then I'm not going to do it at all.
Yes.
And that holds a lot of people back from taking that first step, because taking one step, that is the opposite of black and white thinking. That's telling yourself, I'm going to give myself an opportunity to see what could happen if I start. Yeah. And then we'll go from there. But
man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That there's a great quote in the artist's way where it's like, how old will you be by the time you reach success in the career you want? Or it's like some, like the same age you'll be if you don't.
I love it. Like, it's my favorite one. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so true. Again, we've talked about so much how we live in the gray area. Life is the gray area. It's rarely black and white. And I also fall into this in my day-to-day in the sense of Sometimes I'm kind of an asshole to myself in the sense where when you finish this thing to completion, then you can reward yourself. Then you can go on a walk. Then you can take a break. And it's like, why am I being, you know, this kind of tyrant to myself instead of like, okay, you have to get this. Once this thing is done, then you can relax. And I, when I find myself thinking that way, I'm like, oh, I think I probably need to take a break now because I'm telling myself I can't. So I need to just kind of combat that a little bit, where usually taking the break and taking that walk or whatever helps me finish that thing when I come back to it. But when I'm just like, you know, you can't leave, I find myself doing that a little bit too. So it's really, a lot of it's very much rooted in work and projects and all of that for me.
Yeah. Do you ever do that with, well, now you have a personal trainer, but, maybe you used to do this with working out, where for me, I felt like if I couldn't do a full like 30 to 60 minute workout and actually go hard, that I wasn't going to do it at all.
Yes.
And I'm trying to be better about just like, if you've got 15 minutes, grab some weights and do a few things. It's better than nothing. So I'm trying to find like smaller increments of time and take advantage of those if maybe I don't have a full free hour.
That's great. That, it's so funny because I feel like the only thing I don't have black and white thinking with is working out, because I never did it.
Oh, wow.
So when, you know, like working out for 30 minutes or 40 minutes by myself just never happened. I just never did it. And so for me, if I did like, you know, two push-ups or something, like, damn, I worked out today. So that felt like, that's probably one of the things I can think of where I was happy kind of living in the gray with that type of thing, because I just didn't do shit. So anytime
I
did.
So anything was good. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, there's I talked about this a little bit on Aficionado as well, or a little bit more in depth, but there was a time where I almost quit my entire business because of what I perceived to be like the end of the world problem. This is with Dicks by Delaney. I don't know if I've told you this or I've told it on Self Helpless, but when I had just gone full time with Dicks by Delaney, this was in the first, within the first 3 to 6 months, I can't remember, but I was getting feedback that people's mugs were chipping and stuff like that. Like they were using it once and then the paint was coming off. And I'm like, oh my God, I just went full-time in my business. This product is not viable. What am I going to do? I got to quit everything. I got to start looking for new jobs, all this stuff. So I got into that kind of emotional spiral. And then when I'm like, okay, I need to kind of take a step back from this. When I finally looked at all of the data, I noticed that about 3% of people were kind of having this issue or reaching out about this issue. Now 97% were not. And I'm like, what's going on here? The 97% of people were using the mug as like decorative art. They were putting it in their cabinet. They were putting it on their desk with pencils. They were like displaying it. 3% wanted it as like an everyday coffee mug, their favorite mug. And so I was trying to cater my business to the 3% by like, how can this be decorative art? But also how can it go in the dishwasher? But also how can it be your everyday favorite mug? I was trying to make it everything for everybody. And when I said, what if I just do what's working, which is marketing it as decorative art instead of the everyday mug? And that's what I did. Right. So I stopped posting pictures of people drinking out of the mug, and it was now being marketed in a totally different way. But my first, and the problem disappeared. There were no issues with that anymore because I was saying, this is decorative art. Don't get it wet. This is for display.
Don't get it wet. Yeah.
Don't get it wet. Or, you know, get it wet at your own risk. But I almost quit my fucking business for 3% of a problem because I was really having a hard time seeing the full picture. And I think that can really happen to a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of business owners. Something isn't quite working and you really have to force yourself to zoom out and almost pretend that you're looking at somebody else's business and be like, what is working? What are the hard numbers? Because emotion can be great in business when you use it correctly, but emotion can be very detrimental if that's all you're using and you're not looking at the facts. And thank God I didn't fucking shut my business down. So
absolutely. Yeah. From Healthline. And this is saying how black and white thinking is actually hurting you. So black and white thinking can cause a person to make decisions without thinking about the impact of that decision on themselves and others involved. So kind of like what you were just talking about, Del, that if you had made that kind of knee-jerk reaction decision to shut your business down,
right,
you might not have really stopped and thought about the bigger picture. Black and white thinking can also limit how you think of your career prospects. Thinking of your career as fixed and narrowly defined could cause you to miss out on possibilities that you might find enriching, literally and figuratively speaking. And black and white thinking can disrupt eating habits by causing people to look at certain foods as good or bad, look at their own bodies as either perfect or revolting, eat and binge purge, all or nothing cycles. So, yes. Man, that's something we didn't even tap into yet is how much that's in there.
And
black and white thinking with food.
Definitely. And some other causes that, you know, there could be something else kind of going on that, you know, we always recommend therapy is a great starting point. But, you know, childhood trauma can lead to black and white thinking, adult trauma, bullying, growing up with a narcissistic parent, all of this stuff can really be ingrained in you to think in either good or bad, all or nothing kind of terms as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Food is such a big one. And it's something that we kind of try to avoid talking about on the show now because we know that
it's very triggering.
It's very triggering. And there's also so much information out there and we are certainly not experts or nutritionists. And, but just to talk about how in society, in media that there are so many foods that are just told like, that's a bad food, don't eat it. Mm-hmm. Very black and white thinking, right? And you can see that with things that people label quote unquote healthy food. Other people say, no, that's bad. And that is a really hard thing that we have to navigate in this time is trying to figure out what is actually healthy, what's not. And it's a hard thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so how you can change your black and white thinking, this is from Planning Mindfully, practicing mindfulness. So this can regularly help you tune into your thoughts, your body, sensations, and work past your difficulties a little more easily. You can make a list of other possibilities. Often black and white thinking comes from not thinking of other perspectives or by hyper-focusing on one particular narrative. The list is my go-to for everything. I have lists for different things in my phone that I whip out when I'm feeling a certain way and it can help me get out of that like anxiety spiral. I can share some towards the end. And then do you have proof? This one has you challenging your black and white thoughts directly by allowing you to ask yourself, do I have proof that this circumstance is black and white? Was it our episode with Mike Birbiglia where he talked about that's what he asked, right? Like he asked, like, is this true?
Yes.
What if it's not, right? Like he asked himself if it's true or if it's not, if it's not true, what if it's not true? Like, those are such great questions to ask.
And I are on the exact same wavelength for that because I was just about to, like when I was skimming through our episode doc earlier, I was like, we should bring up Mike Birbiglia on that point because that has stuck with me so much of asking yourself, what if the opposite was true?
Right.
That question alone blew my mind. And I use that so often now where if I get into that place of like, oh God, maybe this person thinks this or that. It's like, what if they thought the opposite?
Like,
what if everything is totally fine and you're completely like assuming the wrong thing?
Exactly.
So, very helpful.
What if it's just in your head?
Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So getting clarification, you know, when your black and white thinking distortions cloud your judgment, one really easy way to get back to reality is just to ask if it's true. You know, what would you say to a friend when our black and white thinking involves ourselves? Often we are the least kind and forgiving toward ourselves. So ask yourself, what would you do if someone you love is thinking the same things? What would you tell them? Yes. I try to do this all the time, mostly with my business. I have to ask myself, what if I was looking at somebody else's business? What would my recommendation be? How could I basically kind of coach myself into this thing or out of this thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you do if it was a friend coming to you is such a good exercise. And I forget to do that one. And that one is applicable in a billion different areas in life.
Put it on your phone list.
Yes.
Like when you're like, okay, I'm in an anxiety spiral about something or I'm caught in my black and white thinking, make that list of things that actually work for you. Okay. What would you tell a friend? What would you do this? It's so helpful because you're not thinking like that when you are wrapped up in that headspace.
Yeah. You need things to kind of bring you back.
Yes.
Another thing you can do is shift black and white words to gray words. So some black and white words, like we mentioned earlier, are always, never, impossible, ruined, failure, perfect, disaster. And you can shift those to gray words like, sometimes I'm noticing that, ... or I'm willing to, or I don't like this circumstance. I prefer something different. I'm flexible enough to. So that's a great one to do, is to start swapping those out. And if you're trying these things and you're struggling on your own, remember, therapy is hugely helpful. If you have that as a resource, we cannot recommend it enough. That is probably the top of my list. Like, I'm struggling with something, I feel so grateful to have a therapist who I talk to every week, because that is the most helpful for me, is talk therapy, is like talking it out with somebody and coming to a resolution.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, sometimes I have found where I've you know, done these thought exercises where, what if the opposite were true, or what if this wasn't true, or what if it isn't exactly how I'm thinking or feeling it to be. And sometimes I come to the conclusion, like, you know what? It doesn't even matter what any of those answers are, because this is not the right situation for me to be in, or this is not the right fit. And the answers to those actually don't end up mattering in certain situations too. So it's like really being able to discern, like, you know, what answers actually can inspire the final outcome or result, I think is also an important part of this too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that was helpful for you guys. Definitely helped me. Fuck. Sometimes I know we do this podcast to help others, but it really, I'm always happy when
it's always such good reminders.
Helpful to us.
Yeah. You know, I was actually just talking about, you know, when you think about the gray area, I was just talking about college or not going to college with a friend of mine the other day, and she often feels like bad or unworthy because she didn't go to college and like get a degree.
Interesting.
Sometimes she feels nervous for, like, you know, asking for a raise or whatever, because she doesn't have that thing. And then I shared my perspective too. And I'm like, you know, it's interesting because I went to college and I was in over $100,000 of debt and still lost after going to school. And so you can look at that gray area of, like, you might feel this way because you didn't go to college and get that degree. But on the other hand, you were working right away. You were working towards your career right away. You were making money. You were figuring your career out, where, you know, somebody maybe who did go to college, they're leaving still unclear with a shit ton of debt, and they have to start in the same place that you started. And so it's like, there's pros and cons to every path. There's no one right path, no one way to do it. And that gray area is, I don't know, it's just what you make of it, right? Like the gray, do you want to turn the gray into hot pink? You fucking do that. whatever you got to do.
That's cute. That's a cute bumper sticker.
Oh, God.
Yes. So we have another segment that we want to talk about. This is called Helpster Recommendations, which we really appreciate you guys sending in. This is from Helpster Tori. She says, I was diagnosed with ADHD on top of MDD and anxiety last year, and there are two things that really helped me. Number one, I bought a large dry erase board and colorful markers to put on my bedroom wall. I call it my happy board.
Love it. Love it.
I created a list of everything that makes me happy without fail. Music, take a deep breath, call mom, pet a cat, etc., and wrote it on the board. And also, when my therapist gives me words of wisdom, I write those on there. Just anything that brings me joy and hope for when I'm struggling goes up there. Ugh, love that.
Yes.
And then number two, Bearable. It's an app that's advertised as a symptom and mood tracker, but it's so much more than that. You can also track your energy levels, sleep, gratitude, self-improvement, food, meds, migraines, you name it. You can even log when a significant event happens to you, and it compares all your factors and provides insights. It's $4.99 a month. Oh my gosh. Which, by the way, they're not sponsored, but right. this is from Helpster Tori. Tori, thank you so much. This
awesome.
Is really
awesome
helpful.
Recommendations.
And yeah. I also just got a dry erase board on my bedroom wall a couple months ago, and I've been trying to figure out like what I want to do with it, basically, and
happy
I think you just made it my happy board. I want to do
I
that.
I love that. This is exactly what I have in my phone. This is my hell yes list in my phone, and it's all the stuff that makes me brings me joy or easy self-care, like accessible self-care that I can do in that moment, because it's very hard to think about those things when you're not feeling your best.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. That's great. Yay. Yeah. Thanks, Tori.
Thank you, Tori.
Awesome. We also have personalized shout out segment from Patreon as well. Helpster Stephanie and her husband just bought their first home. Congratulations.
Aww.
Congratulations, Stephanie.
Yay,
and husband.
That's so exciting.
That's so exciting. Hope you have so many wonderful memories and all the decorations and all that is going really well. You can send personalized shout outs to your loved ones through Patreon as well. And also suggest great recommendations that get on the show the way Tori did.
Yeah. Patreon.com/selfhelpless.
Yeah. We also have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from MLE000 and it's titled Amazing. I love how real all the hosts are. Definitely one of my favorites. Great job, ladies. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to leave a review, feel free to do it. Could be short, could be long, could be cookie emojis. real cookies. You want to send real cookies? We have a PO box. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Couple segments. I have a treat yourself. I bought myself a Theragun massage gun.
What is this?
It's like one of those intense, you know, when you see the ones that almost look like a drill, but it's a massage gun.
A vibrator?
That's what I was going to say is like, I would be worried for you to have it because I think you would try to use it as a vibrator and it would absolutely blast your clit into outer space. Like do not put it down there.
Okay.
It is. I used it on my neck
for
the first time a couple days ago. And it is so, it was on the lowest setting. It is so strong that it's scary. Like it's scary. It's scary to even hold on to it because your hand is shaking. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I was talking with Dan Cummins, who's an amazing comedian, and he has been touring for many, many years. And I was like asking him if he had tips on making travel easier. And he was like, invest in a mini Theragun massager. And, you know, they are an investment. They're a little pricey, but I am so excited to have this on the road with me now because sitting on a plane for like 6-7 hours absolutely fucks up my neck. And then it just leads to other health issues. So I treated myself to that. And man, if you're struggling with knots in your neck or anywhere, you can use it anywhere on your body. I just would not recommend your genitals. I think you will end up in the emergency room. But any other place.
Challenge accepted.
Oh my God. I am telling you, do not. I know you.
I'm all set with my magic wand. I'm good.
Okay.
But
okay,
that's
good. I mean, that thing is pretty much like, I've heard the magic wand is also pretty intense.
It's basically a jackhammer. I mean, it's perfect. It's exactly what I need. That's the thing is like, you're too strong might be my just right. That might be my
I'm telling you,
setting.
No, this is not... let me save your genitals from being ruined forever.
Yeah.
No, it is not for that. I promise you.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. That's a good, that's treat. A good, and it can, and it's small. It's like small. You can slip it in your suitcase.
The mini one. Yes. Oh, I mean, cool. You could pack, I think, the bigger one as well, but the mini one is like, it's like this big. I could put it in my backpack.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. I love that. That's fantastic. I can't think of any treat myself lately, but I do have a good shit. Cam and I started a very nerdy tradition on New Year's where, I think I've talked about this before, but we made it official this year. Every year on New Year's, we are going to set a timer for 20 minutes and we have to write, we both have to write like a rap. It's like what we're calling like a recap rap of the year. So we have to write like a recap rap of our year together. And just, you only have 20 minutes. So it's fucking terrible. It's so bad.
Yeah.
But we write them and then we have to rap them to each other and we just crack up over a glass of wine. And so that's our new New Year's tradition. Hey, if you want to try it, let me know. Feel free to send me your recap rap. That was our New Year's. Yeah, we watched the entire season of Queer Eye in one sitting. We drank wine, we did a rap, and we ordered food. It was pretty good.
What a beautiful New Year's.
Pretty solid. So any other another thing that we're actually doing now is the date night jar situation, where you get a jar and you throw a bunch of ideas in there, and then, you know, once a week, once a month, whenever you have your time with your partner or something, you pull something out. And you have to do it. Yes. I mean, some of them are extravagant. So we kind of like, we just got to see what we can fit in. But the goal is to kind of work your way through the whole jar. And that's been so fun. It's so nice because it's hard to be like, oh, what do you want to do today? Oh, I don't know. Just pull the fucking thing out of the jar. We've pre-approved these. And now we just do what it says. So that's been nice.
It's a great idea. Michaela was talking about that on the tantric episode.
Yes, and my therapist mentioned this like a couple years ago, and I was just like, yeah, I'll do it at some point. I'll just keep things on my phone. But when things are on my phone, sometimes they're hidden. And so we have a jar on the mantle now where it's like, hey, you gotta use me.
Right there. Yeah.
Visual reminder.
I love you guys. Couple goals, you two. You are really killing it.
We're just really, we're just nerdy homebodies. That's really all it is.
I love it.
It's fun. All right. Did we do it?
Well, yeah. I hope you guys are having a great week. Head to kelseycook.com, get some tour date tickets, and go listen to Efficionado. Go to Taylor's website, get her tour tickets, please. She's absolutely crushing it out on the theater tour. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.